Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 7th day of January, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3600. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we've got snow, ice, just nasty, just goddamn winter. I hate it. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Netanyahu calls for U.S. to recognize Golan Heights as Israeli territory. And we're definitely going to get into this as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Netanyahu calls for U.S. to recognize Golan Heights as Israeli territory. You know what I mean? The buffer zone they had to have to protect your, they're not conquerors. They're not aggressors. That's just, if they're calling on their attack dogs to recognize it, then that makes it so, just like taking, you know, Jerusalem was under United Nations control, but the corporate crown declared it, well, that belongs to our masters in Israel because that's where the real power is. It's from Fox News. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made his first public appeal for the United States to officially recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That's Syrian territory. I mean, all of this is, I mean, forget about international law or any kind of shit like this, man. The gloves are off. This is the New World Order coming at you head on. The Golan Heights is tremendously important. Yeah, because, you know, they already sold the oil underneath it because they say they can. This whole goddamn world, you see, belongs to Israel. You and I, everything on it belongs to the goddamn kites in Israel, to those slimy fucking Jews. The Golan Heights is tremendously important for our security. God, well, the whole world is, ain't it? Netanyahu said in Jerusalem alongside U.S. National Security Advisor old John Bolton. Oy. I mean, goddamn, if you people can't see that this country, who's really running your country, you're goddamn stupid. On Sunday night, adding Israel will never leave the Golan Heights. Well, that's a hell of a statement to make, don't you think? And stressed the gravity of all countries recognizing the region as Israeli territory. Well, this corporate crown, this 12 or 14% that is holding our highest seats of power unlawfully, they can sanction your theft of a hunk of Syria all they want, but the people in this country are saying, fuck you, kike. We see what you are. We see what you've done to us. We see what you've done to other people in our names. You're not our friends. And I do not recognize Golan Heights as nothing but Syrian territory. just speaking for myself as an American national, the true authority in this goddamn country. Netanyahu also acknowledged he has previously raised the matter behind closed doors with President Trump. Oi, 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 what were you doing behind those closed doors? Swapping spit, sucking each other's asses? Who reportedly supported the idea, with no doubt about it. Oi, he's a fucking Jew. International Jew. But Trump was concerned by a possible rebuke from Russia, the leading international authority and staunch supporter of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, which mandates Israel is a Syrian territory. And it's all about deals and counter deals. It's the big game of risk. It's the big game of war. It's the big game of chess where we're only just pawns in the game, people. And Russia is controlled opposition, because if Netanyahu goes over there and tells Putin, he says, bitch, jump, that bitch will say how high, and let me lick your ass while I'm doing it. Much of the international community regards the Golan Heights as part of Syria. Well, that's because it is. A bite under Israeli occupation, just like Palestine belongs to the Palestinians. It's just occupation of a aggressor. On sovereign territory. Since the neighboring nation took it during the 1967 Six-Day War, Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz have both called for the Trump administration to observe Israel's sovereignty in the Golan by putting forward bills which the White House is yet to take a position on. You have no authority. Whatever this corporate fucking abomination of what was supposed to be the government for the people of this country is, it sure as hell has. Well, you can throw out any gun, just like writing their shit down on paper about our guns. You can write it down, but we know there's only a handful of you compared to us, and you are going to be fucking wiped out sooner or later. Under Israeli occupation, since a neighboring nation took it during the 1960-day Six-Day War, Republicans, you know, that was 68, what, 67, 68 right there, where they, you know, bombed the Liberty, where the fucking Israelis attacked one of our surveillance ships and tried to put it to the bottom of the ocean, shot our goddamn people while they were sitting in rafts trying to get away from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are our good buddies. These are our friends. These are our leaders. These are the people we worship. Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz have both asked the administration to observe Israel. I'm sure they have. Ted Cruz has no business being a United States senator, that foreign son of a bitch. And Donald Trump, his mother was born in goddamn Scotland, so he's not an American national, so he couldn't be president of the United Big Ass States of these Americas anyway. It's all the international corporate mafia right in your fucking face. One Israeli intelligence source told Fox News there is, quote, a good chance the U.S. will heed the request as quite simply, they live there. They recognize it as Israel. And it's just a matter of, this is how it's going to be, too, because, you know, you got Texas, you got California, you got goddamn New Mexico and Texas. Hey, they just live there. It must be theirs. They got there and they lived there. This is the game they're trying to fucking play on us here, people. I got to have more respect for the Arabs over there, because at least they're trying to shoot the son of a bitches that are trying to take every goddamn thing they have and make them into their fucking slave animals. And it's just a matter of the United States also making that formal recognition. No, that's your attack dog saying you're going to accept it or we'll destroy you. For our masters in Israel. But they're not my master. They're not the master of any American national. They are just a part of the international corporate mafia that holds controlling interest in the corporate crown for the United States Corporation, which is an illegal entity created illegally. It is a total fucking fraud. Also making formal recognition, the move would be seen as similar to controversial decision last year to relocate American embassy to the Israeli capital of Jerusalem. Again, just because you wrote it down on a piece of paper doesn't make it so. Just a shit dog corporations like fucking Walmart down there writing their policies and saying that's how you're going to live. Well, that is if we don't kill Walmart, huh? This shit's going to end in a bad way. You better get ready for it. Netanyahu's last push, which comes on the heels of Trump's announcement that the United States military will completely withdraw from Syria, has picked up both positive and negative reaction from experts and analysts. It seems increasingly likely the United States is prepared to officially recognize the Golan Heights Syrian territory. Who the fuck are we to, I mean, and is, what did George Washington, that Mason piece of shit, this all was planned, and he's a, I mean, he was a, just another fucking Mason. That's all there is to it. But he did say, stay out of foreign entanglements. But hell, when you become a corporation, you're not the United States anymore. This is just a big fucking corporate merger that we're looking at. That's what the New World Order is, a big corporate merger where the people of this planet become the property of a handful of elites at the very, very top who think of themselves as gods on earth. Officially recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel, acknowledging Israel's sovereignty. I love this shit. They invade sovereign nation after sovereign nation. Man, we could recognize the sovereignty of Israel over the whatever they stole last. Over the strategically critical heights would obviously be in Israel's interest, but also in the interest of the United States. Well, yeah, because we're their fucking plebes. We're their fucking coolies. Were their corporate property? Were their subjects? What King Netanyahu says that will bend a knee and kiss that fucking ring. Explained Jonathan Rue, Associate Director, JINSA's Jemunder Center for Defense and Strategy. It would underscore U.S. support for Israel's self-defense. Self-defense. That really burns my ass, too. Self-defense. Those fucking goddamn unleashed fucking maniacs is what they are. Pedophilic unleashed maniacs is what they are. Is it self-defense when you're sitting down there plinking at children down there on the Gaza border? That isn't even supposed to be a border. It's their goddamn country. Is it defensive when you're shooting little children, you dirty, rotten, kike son of a bitches? Strategy over the strategically critical heights. It would underscore U.S. support for Israel's self-defense, in particular against Iran and its proxies in neighboring Syria. We have no proxies. Israel doesn't have no proxies. That's what we are. We're Israel's proxy. We're their fucking bitch. Well, we're not, but the corporation is that thinks they own us, that we're going to have to just straighten the fuck out and get the fuck out of this country, shoot their asses out, arrest the ones that we don't shoot and hang, and send them over to places like, well, Syria, and over to like places like, well, goddamn Iraq, where they have committed international crimes, and let those people exact justice upon them. An issue that's increasingly important to the United States reduces its own presence in that country and relies increasingly on the Middle East allies to push back against tyrants. With Middle East allies, they're talking about ISIS over there that we back, the Kurds over there that we back, the terrorist organizations over there that are our proxies, that are our mercenaries that go into disrupt these governments to take their resources for our kike masters over there in Tel Aviv and, well, Jerusalem now. But yet Rule emphasized potential blowback in the form of negative reactions from the rest of the Middle East, including from Israel's Arab partners, would not be out of the question. You think the rest of them Arabs might figure it out? Even Jordan is going along with this shit, which they shouldn't be. God damn it, you don't know who your fucking enemies are? And Saudi Arabia, of course, is being run by Jews, so there won't be no problem there. But the rest of the Middle East better, I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have to fight the great Satan. I mean, straight up, but I'll tell you what, there won't be any American nationals going over to shoot at the Arabs because we're going to be right here shooting at the goddamn corporate sons of bitches who think that they can enslave us.
You know, Henry, they're gonna redraw the maps of the world by 2025, man. There's gonna be all new borders and all this other BS. You won't even recognize the map of the United States when this shit's all done. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would say to that, Mark, that between the idea and the reality lies that shadow. And in that shadow is about 40 million pissed off, armed to the teeth Americans who have had about enough of this shit. I don't know that they're going to do anything by 2025 except be dead.
Yeah. Every time you turn around, they're talking about the UN wants no borders. You know, what the hell does that mean? That means they're going to fucking redraw the whole world, man.
Yeah, they want three sections, you know, the Asian Union, the Pacific, or the, the European Union, and then the North American Union. You see, and then just governors. That way we can all be sure that we understand that we are not sovereigns, that we are the property of the elite ruling class, which will, concentrate the power right up to the very fucking top. And they'll always be squabbling and cutting each other's throats like they have since time immemorial in the crown heads of Europe, you know, stabbing this one in the back, stabbing. They want the same old shit. They're always calling themselves progressives and heading forwards. No, we're heading backwards, people. We're heading backwards and we're heading straight for the goddamn dark ages. Yet Rue emphasized potential blowback, okay? But as we saw with the embassy move to Jerusalem, this wouldn't necessarily have strategic or enduring negative consequences. They're killing each other over there like fucking crazy. Just because it ain't on Fox News or CNN or ABC, NBC, just because they're not covering it doesn't mean it's not happening. Just like what's going on in this country. Everybody thinks everybody's just sitting around taking this shit. How do you know? You know how big this country is? And you know that you know that everything goes through the propaganda ministry that you get to see, and you know that they have come to the internet to quash the truth that was being told about what's going on in this country and in this world. Don't believe a goddamn thing. Don't let it affect you in any way. Have your guns loaded. Have your guns clean. Have your knives sharp. Be ready to fucking put these goddamn animals down. And don't think twice about your fellow American nationals, because we're going to do it. We're going to do it together, people. You'll see. Once this goddamn thing breaks, it is going to be like a wildfire. There will be no stopping it, because the pussies that, are in grouped here, and the pussies that are grouped there, well, they're either asses or either getting deported, or they're going to get fucking just mowed down in the wave because they're between us and what we're after. So be a pussy. Be one of those go along to get along. Throw your hands up in the air and surrender, coward. You'll get exactly what you deserve from them or from us. I promise. This wouldn't necessarily have strategic or enduring negative consequences for the United States or Israel. Rue continued, no, because we're going to enforce it with goddamn, mercenary armies, corporate mercenary armies. We're going to enforce anybody that tries to buck it or say anything against it. We're coming after them, man. And we have the resources that we've stolen from the world to people to crush the world's people with, they think. Moreover, unlike the issue of Jerusalem, the Golan Heights wouldn't be part of any future Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. Hold on. I mean, this is rubbish horse shit. Making U.S. recognition of Israel's sovereignty much more straightforward than any issue involving Jerusalem or other territories like the West Bank. And according to Raphael Marcus, a visiting research fellow at the Department of War Studies at the King's College, London, the Golan Heights indeed remain strategically and militarily important for Israel. Well, goddamn, the United States remains important to them, so they should have it too. Anything that's important to Israel, because Israel's the only fucking ones that count. You forget about the little children in Yemen that are getting blown up every day by our drones. Not our drones. I'm not going to do that anymore. By the corporate crown's drones that we are in dead opposition against. How would you like to be one of them people over there? With something like this, we've seen what they've tried to do to us, the American nationals, with what's supposed to be our authority. We've seen what they tried to do. Just think what they're doing to those fucking people over in those other countries. Try to put yourself in their shoes for just one goddamn day.
The chosen ones.
Oh, yes, sir. Chosen, and the rest of us are just goddamn animals, okay? Oh. Where was I? King's College remains strategically and militarily important to Israel in light of Iran and Hezbollah operational activity in southern Syria, specifically on the Syrian side of the Golan Heights. Without the great Satan, the United States over there, and with the fucking big bully, scum, trash scum corporation over there, those Arabs would have wiped those motherfuckers out years ago, and everybody knows it. It's not Israel that's so tough and went there, and because God's behind them, they took, you know, a part of Palestine, and now they've taken all of Palestine, and they want to declare the rest of it their sovereign territory. It's because of outside forces. And it's no goddamn wonder that all the goddamn Arabs, all the people in the Middle East hate the fucking Americans. But don't hate us all. Because we hate your enemy. We hate that goddamn corporation, that illegal, unlawful, running violation of our Bill of Rights. We despise it. It is inflicting tyranny on us. It's killing our people. Not like it's killing yours, but it's sure as hell killing them in nasty fucking ways. We have a common enemy in that corporation that can't exist. But others view it as Israel using the United States in an overreaching quest. Oh, I just love little fucking statements like that, don't you? No, what it is a goddamn empire that they've taken control of the fucking, what we built as the strongest goddamn nation on the planet. And they have sleazed, and they have conned, and they have blackmailed, they have murdered to do whatever it takes, but they have controlling interest in the corporate crown that is the United States Corporation, period. Have attempted to set, Hezbollah and, since at least 2015, both Iran military operatives and Hezbollah have attempted to set up forward military outposts to threaten and attack Israel from the Syrian side of the Golan. He cautioned, additionally, the murderous Assad regime is obviously not a responsible world player. Oh, the murderous Assad regime. What has this fucking crown corporation called the United States? Talk about a goddamn murderous regime. What did you do in Iraq? What did those Iraqis do to get genocide committed upon them? What was that? We found this yellow cake uranium from Africa, and they're making atomic bombs. The fucking lie. And then take a lie and then commit genocide on a people, and then come back to America where the great goddamn, you know, where our wealth and our power protect these fucking war criminals, these international war criminals. Because that's what you are, Bushes, and you know it. That's what you are, Clintons, and you know it. And that's what you are. Trumps, and you know it, dynasties. You are goddamn international corporate MAPA dynasties, and you are goddamn guilty of committing atrocities on the people of the Middle East. Nobody could argue it. But you think that this is the power of it. They can just write it down in these articles and stuff, and, well, you just got to accept that. No, we fucking don't. We do not accept it one goddamn little bit, you worthless sons of bitches. And your Jew masters. We go over there sucking ass. Get over there, Donald Trump, and suck the shit out of Netanyahu's ass. That's what you're for, boy. And all you fucking Judeo-Christian scum in this goddamn country that support it, your asses are gonna pay the full measure. I hope you know that. But others view it as Israel using the United States in an overreaching quest. Fuck you. It's called world dominance for the Zion Empire. Zionism is an alternate form of government other than that was ratified by our people back in 1789. And it is absolute violation of our Bill of Rights that we ratified back in 1871. I'm sorry about that, 1791. This is another sign of how the Israeli government sees the Trump administration an unprecedented opportunity to advance its goals. Yeah, they got your fucking White House and your highest seats of power. All these dual citizen son of a bitches in your goddamn government, they're all working together, and they got the presidency. They took goddamn Steve Mnuchin, the head of Goldman Sachs, who fucking destroyed people's lives. How many people put a bullet in their fucking head because they lost everything because of this criminal son of a bitch? And there he sits in your White House, right next to Rothschild's Wilbur Wright, the bankruptcy king, and Donald fucking Trump, the international goddamn Jew communist. Trump, it's an unprecedented opportunity to advance goals long rejected by the international community because it's fucking wrong. Because even the goddamn corporations of the world couldn't sell this fucking bullshit to their people. I mean, they've done a lot to weaken the people. Look at Europe, all unarmed. Look at Australia, all unarmed. Look at Canada, mostly unarmed. And now they've got the people weak enough until they think they're going to cram this shit. They're going to cram these Israelis. They're going to cram these kikes right down our fucking throat. And we're going to bow down and worship them. No? Might stretch their fucking necks, but we ain't worshiping nobody. Said Ben White, journalist and author of Cracks in the Wall Beyond Apartheid in Palestine and Israel. Yeah, it was terrible. That meant apartheid. That was fucking wrong. When it was happening in Africa, wasn't it? But then they were making those gold dinars, weren't they? That was the problem. It was that gold, the way they were using their currency over there. Those people were smart, man. They realized stepped aside from the game. They realized they could have real wealth, a lodial wealth that belonged to them. Boy, but we made up this word called apartheid, and we went over there and we destroyed everything they created, and now they're hunted like fucking animals. Because they allowed it to happen. Because they didn't goddamn grow a spine and start shooting way earlier. Israel should Netanyahu get his wish when we might also be another step closer to Israel's formal annexation of some or all of the occupied West Bank. Well, that makes the whole fucking Palestine, like just like we said, huh? And now into Syria. Go ahead.
I always think it's funny how the media, they say Trump made a surprise visit to wherever. I mean, that's the only kind of visit he can make. Nobody, he's never going to tell nobody where he's at.
Well, hell no. I mean, everybody, just the plain fact that he holds five trademarks in goddamn communist China, and you have to be an international communist or you can't have those trademarks. He's an international communist. And you got these guys, USA and the Republic and stuff, and we're patriots waving their fucking plastic Chinese flags. And Trump! What a bunch of fucking retards! God almighty, I can't believe that you breathe the same air I do. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As Mrs. and Mr. America fret, they huddle around their TV set, they worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get. Because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist because I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skitties who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme?
If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's 'cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way. 'Cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy they. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing the rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
But all he gets is phony news. His state of mind is captured by the mob's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he shouldn't be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist and I just want to have fun. Cha-cha-cha.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Carl Klein. If I want to be extremist, you know, because that's the radio version. I mean, you couldn't say Jew. I mean, this is what is fucking coming to in this country, the land of the free, home of the brave. There's a compelling corporate interest that says that you can't say Jew. You can't say nothing about the goddamn dirty, lying, Zionist, fucking parasitic Jews. Michael Keblov, policy director, Israel Policy Forum, pointed out that while remaining in the Golan is a security imperative for Israel, perhaps creating a long-scale stand at this time is not necessary. The drawback is to formal American recognition of Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, however, is that it is an issue that has been entirely non-controversial, unlike Israel's presence in the West Bank. Israel can easily maintain the status quo and sell the oil. I mean, they sold the oil underneath. This is all against what's supposed to be international law. But I guess that there's somebody that runs that international law, that runs the whole international scheme, huh? Status quo on the Golan without any U.S. recognition whatsoever, but American recognition runs the risk of turning what has been a quiet issue into one that all of a sudden becomes controversial. And it's going to become controversial with places like Jordan because they know they're next. Lebanon, they understand what's coming. And Iran, they definitely know what's coming. And the Turks, I think they're figuring it out too. Once the spotlight is shown on it, he added, it may end up swapping a security win for a public relations win, which is particularly dangerous now given the heightened importance of keeping the Golan quiet, as the Syrian endgame includes a permanent Iranian presence across the Israeli border. I think if I was Syria and I had those fucking tykes, those aggressive, those monsters, right at, oh my God, I'd want some help too. Anybody that would give it. And let's go on. Let's talk about our Jew masters. U.S. Senate's first bill in midst of shutdown is a bipartisan defense of the Israeli government from boycotts. This is from The Intercept. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Where are our priorities here, people? Our priorities are with the king. Our king, the king that rules over us, the king of the Zionist Jews, the king of the Judeo-Christians, their king, King Netanyahu, you know that slimy son of a bitch. When each new Congress is gaveled into session, the chambers attach symbolic importance to the first piece of legislation to be considered. For that reason, it bears the lofty designation of H.R., that's House Resolution 1 in the House, and S.1, that's Senate Resolution 1 in the Senate. In the newly controlled Democratic House, H.R. 1 meant to signal the new majority's priorities, people. What's their priorities? 100 million of our people living in tents. Our fucking people are being murdered daily by this goddamn corporate police state. And the number one priority is an anti-corruption bill that combines election and campaign finance reform, strengthening of voting rights, and matching public funds for small dollar candidates in the new 2017 Senate. The GOP controlled S1 was a bill called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that, among other provisions, cut various forms of corporate taxes. But in the 2019 GOP-controlled Senate, the first bill to be considered, S1, is not designated to protect American workers, bolster U.S. companies, or address the various debates over border security and immigration. It's not a bill to open the government. Instead, according to multiple sources involved in the legislative process, S1 will be a compendium containing a handful of foreign policy-related measures, a main one of which is a provision which Florida's GOP Senator Marco Rubio, that fucking Cuban who can't even be serving in our government because he's a foreigner, Marco Rubio, as a lead sponsor to defend the Israeli government. The bill is a top legislative priority for AIPAC, you know, that unregistered foreign agency operating openly in our country, right in our fucking faces. In the previous Congress, that measure was known as S-170, and it gives state and local governments explicit legal authority. It gives special legal authority to boycott any U.S. companies which themselves are participating in a boycott against Israel. As The Intercept reported last month, 26 states now have enacted some version of a law to punish or otherwise sanction entities which participate in or support the boycott of Israel, while similar laws are pending in at least 13 additional states. Rubio's bill is designed to strengthen the legal basis to defend those Israeli protecting laws from constitutional challenges. It ain't the Constitution, you son of a bitch. It's the Bill of Rights. This is not our government. This is a foreign corporation, a foreign crown, a foreign king who has declared us his subjects and declared our Bill of Rights null and void. Wake up. Punishment aimed at companies which choose to boycott Israel can also sweep up individual American citizens. I'm glad I'm not a citizen, because I'm going to stay on this broadcast, and I'm going to curse those fucking kikes until I'm done. And it's punitive net, because individual contractors often work for state or local governments under the auspice of a sole proprietorship or some other business entity. That was the case with Texas elementary school speech pathologist Bahia Awahi. Who lost her job working with autistic and speech impaired children in Austin because she refused to promise not to boycott goods produced in Israel and or illegal Israeli settlements. Thus far, the two federal courts that have ruled on such bills have declared them to be unconstitutional. So they're unconstitutional. There ain't no fucking constitution, people. That document is null and void through fucking breaches beyond what I could account to you. Violations. All that's left is the Bill of Rights and the fact that we recognize that this is a goddamn foreign corporation that think that we're, well, it's declared as their property. Violations of the first, constitutional violations of the First Amendment speech rights of American citizens. So you, citizens, they love that. Citizens and 14th Amendment. Keep that in mind always when you're reading this shit. Because that's what they're trying to convince you, that you are a subject citizen. You're not. You're an individual free sovereign. That's just like a king. That is it is just on a par with the crown heads of Europe. You're not. They don't govern over you. They do not rule over you. You are the authority in this country. We are the people. Rights of American citizens. I'll tell you what, American citizen, you have no fucking rights. You are a subject. Subjects have no rights. Get that through your head. When you call yourself a good law-abiding citizen, you're a good law-abiding slave. That's what you're calling yourselves. A restriction of one's ability to participate in collective calls to oppose Israel unquestionably burdens the protected expression of expressions of companies wishing to engage in such a boycott. U.S. District Court Judge Dana J. Of Arizona wrote in her decision issuing a preliminary injunction against the law in a case brought last September by the ACLU on behalf of an attorney who has contracted with the state for the last 12 years to provide legal services on behalf of incarcerated individuals, but who lost his contract to do so after he refused to sign an oath pledging not to boycott Israel. And see, this is just the same old shit. It's just another day. Trying to establish that the goddamn, see, this corporation is going to sue in the admiralty in the maritime law, which does not apply to the American national because we're of a higher authority. It's called the common law, and our jurisdiction is supreme. But see, they're going to establish this, what they're establishing here, and boy, they're stepping up to defend that Constitution. They're defending that Constitution. No. Well, they're setting a precedence. They're setting a precedence that they actually have something to fucking say about this as an illegal entity that exists in violation of the 9th article of the ratified law of the people for the Bill of Rights. That's it, just like the Keller decision. Boy, that was a big win. No, that just said that they have some kind of say in our fucking Bill of Rights, and they don't. They never have. Never could. Even when it was a legitimate government, the little United Big Ass States of the America, when it was before the War of Northern Aggression, the war that, for the big lie, the war to enslave everybody, they couldn't even do it then. They didn't have the authority. We're the authority. A similar ruling was issued in January of last year by a Kansas federal judge. Well, I guess they have, those admiralty courts have the fucking authority to make such rulings. No, they don't. That has nothing to do with fucking commerce off our shores. Don't you see what I'm saying here? This is talking about us internally in the United States and our right to say whatever the fuck we please, whenever the fuck we please. And it is an unconditional right. It is an absolute right. It is unalienable. It is unalienable. It is a part of us. You cannot take it. I'm waiting for it. I mean, it's just like the guns. I'm waiting for them to tell me I can't, and I'm gonna. A similar ruling was issued in January of last year by a Kansas federal judge without authority to rule on such things, who ruled that the state's Israel oath law unconstitutional on the grounds that the Supreme Court has held that the First Amendment protects the right to participate in a boycott. Oh, I don't have to take an oath to Israel because I have a right to participate in it. No, you do not define our rights. The true government, when we had the true republic, they knew they didn't have the authority to define our rights. The Supreme Court was just an advisory. That's why all the people who took fiduciary offices in the United States, they had to be bonded. They had to carry a bond, just like all the judges had to carry a bond. Everybody had to carry a bond. Why? Because if you fucking violated somebody's rights, any American national, even a poor-ass hillbilly could fucking grab your ass, yank you into that goddamn common law court under the superior jurisdiction, show that you are trying to violate their, or show that you have violated their guaranteed rights under the ratified law, under color of law, as an act of treason, and have your ass hung and take everything you have. That's what the Supreme Court was for. Nothing else. They have no authority. They're not elected. No one was to have any authority in our world that we didn't elect, and that was only the sheriff and the coroner and the goddamn common law judge. Period. Punished by Kansas law in the case of Mennonite, who was a longtime public school teacher, lost her independent contract as a school curriculum developer after she followed her church's decision to boycott. Good, so that's what you get for trying to mix apples and oranges, bitch. You incorporated. You became a government agent. Now you're under the authority of the government. But then again, it could be argued that they cannot violate your goddamn rights just because of through a contract. Because every contract, municipal, county, state, federal, or international, depends upon the Constitution for the little United, big S states of the Americas, for its authority. And as the ninth article says, no such authority can exist. It is a fraud. All of this is a fraud. Contract as a school curriculum developer after she followed her church's decision to boycott goods from Israeli companies in the occupied West Bank, and thus refused to sign the oath required by Kansas law. You can't make me sign up. I mean, think about the idea of this. You're going to sign an oath to a foreign fucking government, to a foreign king? Whoever come up with this shit should have been hung a long fucking time ago, don't you think? Do you think this might, well, let's look at the Bill of Rights and hold this goddamn law here up there. You will sign an oath to support a foreign king. Do you think they can force you to do that if you have a Bill of Rights? They could only force a subject who was subject to their authority to do such a thing. And since their authority is inferior to our authority as the people are the ones who empowered them with the tiny little power that we gave them, we didn't surrender that power. We lent it out, but we held it ourselves. We are the only ones that could ever arrest anybody. That could ever do. I mean, they have taken, it's all turned 180 degrees upside down. That's all there is to it. And now they're talking. I mean, just the fact. I mean, I'd love to see somebody like Patrick Henry just, this pop back into the past or him pop into the future and just read what I just fucking said. I take an oath to a foreign king? Oh, really? These are the Israel defending free speech pushing laws which Rubio's bill is designed to strengthen. Although Rubio is the chief sponsor, his bill attracted broad bipartisan support. See, we was talking yesterday about how they never come together. We'll never come together. This is going to be just a fight to the end. Never. Oh, yeah. Except when it comes to the masters in Israel. See, they just play this fucking left-right paradigm, we hate each other and we're against each other game, so that they can sit there in limbo as they're hauling our fucking country, our resources out the back door. And we just sit here and watch the goddamn drama unfold like watching a soap opera every day. As it is true of most bills designed to protect Israel and which are supported by AIPAC, the illegal. God damn, I mean, if this isn't a foreign agent working in our country, what the fuck is? What does this word mean? Unregistered foreign agents. And they're not only working for AIPAC, they're inside, they're occupying your highest offices, your offices of your Congress and your Senate. And of the fucking White House, by the way. Rubio's bill last Congress was co-sponsored by several Democrats who are still in the Senate. Bob Menendez, New Jersey, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, treasonous bastard, you You son of a bitches that invited the Chinese in. I puke, I spit, I shit in your direction. Ben Cardin, Maryland, Ron Wyden, Oregon. I shit in your general direction. Gary Peters, Michigan, and Debbie Stabenow, Michigan. The support among Democrats for bills that would punish supporters of the boycott Israel movement is now particularly awkward given the two of the most prominent newly elected Democratic members, Ihan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, the first two Muslim women in Congress, are supporters of the boycott. So what do I see? It's all coming together now, isn't it? What was supposed to happen is we were just supposed to go to war just all over the goddamn planet. We weren't supposed to see this shit for what it was. We were just supposed to do what we told, like dumbass goddamn subject slaves that we are. And it was supposed to be world chaos. Well, I mean, we'll settle for anything. Just stop the killing. Just stop the killing. We'll take the world government and we'll take the Jews as our masters. Just stop the killing. Well, you won't kill as many of us, right? You'll let some of us live. Last year, Senator Cardin introduced a bill that would have criminalized participation in international boycotts of Israel. And it was on the verge of passing with sufficient bipartisan. Do it. It's just like the gun thing. Please fucking do it. So that I can fucking defy it. As an American national, and show you what you get when you fucking try to violate that Bill of Rights. You fucking phony, parasitic, criminal, fraudulent bastards. Significant bipartisan support until the ACLU sounded the alarm on how gravely unconstitutional that bill was. I mean, just gravely unconstitutional, huh? No, it violates the fucking Bill of Rights. The Constitution is gone. Why won't they say the Bill of Rights? You guys ever wonder? I mean, Charlie's talked about it. Because why does nobody ever talk about it? Because you know, the Bill of Rights, that's the key. That says that the people are as individuals. At one individual under that Bill of Rights has more authority than that whole fucking government. And the true government of the little United, this fucking corporation, forget it. We are duty bound. We are delinquent in our duty to destroy this corporate aristocracy, this corporate crown. We are pissing on our children. We're leaving our children to goddamn slave, to be slaves. Unbelievable. The supporters among Democrats for bills that would punish supporters of the boycott Israel movement is now particularly awkward given that two of the most prominent newly elected Democrats are Muslims. I mean, God damn it, is there nobody in fucking that was, you know, this country's been here for about 240 years. I can trace my lineage back to, what the hell was it, 1739 on one side and 1668 on the other. But the goddamn, here's somebody, you know, who's getting elected into these guys? Who's running your fucking, this corporation right in front of your face? Who's running the corporation? These guys, people, they're not even third fucking generation Americans. And they're the ones that are fucking us. These pencil neck punks from other countries. That shouldn't, they don't even qualify to be in our government. It is a violation of the Constitution itself, the original Constitution. The only ones that were, that were allowed in, that could serve in the government, was that first generation. They had to do that because we just quit being British citizens and become free American nationals. But after that, there was supposed to be nothing but goddamn American nationals serving American nationals in the government for and by the people, right? I mean, I'd like to somebody just to go through it. Go through those who occupy our highest seats of power and see how many generations they've been here. Some of them can't even speak clear fucking English. Yet they're going to fucking tell us what they're going to do. We're going to do them. We're going to come and take your guns, you know? When I hear somebody in a fucking foreign accent telling me you're going to come take my guns, boy, I tell you, I look up at old Bertha there and I say, well, come and get it, motherfucker. I got something for you. You foreign piece of shit. We need all the foreign pieces of shit that have been allowed into this country under the lie of the 14th Amendment thrown out yesterday. Every fucking piece of paper that's been signed since 1868 needs to be thrown in the trash and burned. And then everybody involved in it needs to be rounded up. And I said, there's a lot of them we want to hang here. There's a lot of them that have earned their hanging here. But people like, the Bushes, they sure as hell have. But I still, the righteous thing to do, the right thing to do would be give the Bushes to the goddamn Iraqis and give the Obamas to the goddamn Libyans and give the goddamn Trumpers. Now let's hand them over to the Yemenis and let them exact justice on the son of a bitches. And then we pull clear out, and then the Arabs would have a fucking, they would have the numbers. They'd crush Israel in a second, and it would get its just dues. And even if they just, and if they decide to fire a nuke off, fucking just melt it. Turn the whole goddamn place into glowing sand. Sorry, Palestine. It had to be done, and I think you know why. Sorry we had to do it. Go ahead.
We got Mexico, Russia, and Israel, and who? Israel, the Middle East representing our Congress right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, our Congress is not even, they're hardly even American.
Chinese. Look at all the Chinese faces. This country's been here for 240 years, and all the, what's supposed, well, they're not our representatives to start with. This is the corporation. Not to be confused with what was supposed to be the republic. The republic's gone with the constitution that created it. When it was breached out of existence, the republic was breached out of existence. All we have is a rogue corporation, just like Walmart. I got enough money until I can fucking hire enough people to put your people into subjugation, and I'll call this the goddamn, this is Walmartville. And Walmartville backs the Jews. So you better watch out, Jews, or Walmartville will come, I mean, better watch out, Arabs, or Walmartville will come over there and bomb your children, bomb you, kill your people, wipe you out and take your resources. That's all in the fuck this is, people. How we get punked by a goddamn court, oh man, and the people that come up and talk about, this is communism versus capitalism. This is not supposed to be a capitalist country, you fucking pigs, and we understand that. It was supposed to be a country where the people were in absolute, every one of us was a sovereign, just like a king. The resources belonged to us. And we were supposed to, have a free enterprise system, which is not fucking vulture capitalism, where money makes money instead of people making money, where money makes money without even a product being created. Just by, with this guy, it's like I've said it before, John sells Joe a fucking 10,000 shares of this stock, of shit stock this week, and he makes a 30% profit on it. Boy, that made, there's, look at the wealth that was created. And then Joe sells it back to John next week for a 30. That's all that's been going on, people. Because the fucking wealth, I mean, when they tell you that this country, I mean, well, that the world is so indebted to this little handful of fucking Jews that the resources of the world would not cover the bill. Doesn't that tell you something? Do you think they really got all of that? Honestly, they worked and went out there and they did the job and they did it and they actually earned and bought the world? Because I don't think so. Anyways, fuck the Jews. The slimy, smarmy fucking Jews. I'm going to say it again. Fuck the smarmy fucking Jews. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, fuck the Jews!